Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's good, family?
And also on this episode, I have Ant. What's up, Ant?
Yo.
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And before we start, you can see us now. What's up?
What's up?
We give a big shout out to Donis. Hi, Donis. And, shout out to Swanee Visuals, Swanee Kim, you know.
Yeah.
So, before we start, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into as of Leek?
Whole lot of Larry June, bro. That's it. The whole discography. Shout out to Uncle Larry.
All right, I already know the answer to this. So, Ed, what have you been tuned into as of Leek?
Nah, I've been listening to that Drake album. No, fire. That's it. Right. On repeat.
So, I don't know. I mean, I listened to the Drake album like twice, then put it down, but we'll get to that. So, for me, it's just been Future, Bori, Kendrick, Blast, LMA, Gunna. Not for who Gunna to.
So, he pulled up on me.
First topic, as you know, our friend up north dropped a surprise project, Honestly Nevermind, and I just want to ask y'all takes on the project. Go ahead, Lee.
I was very surprised it was a dance album. Yeah. I will say that. So, like, I didn't even, like, pay attention to, like, when I was like, oh, it dropped. I'm going to listen to it. So, like, I'm three songs in, and I'm like, okay. So, like, when is he going to stop singing? Like, when is the rapper going to come? And then I was like, okay, it's a dance project. So, I mean, it's cool. It's not, it's out of the norm, you know. But it's his lane at the same time, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It wasn't one and done for me, though.
All right. What about you, man?
Catch up. That's it. That shit was heat. No spits. Maybe, you know what I mean? Some of them you gotta be in the right vibe, but come on. Change up the palette a little bit. Just a little.
I know for me, like I said, I listened to it twice and put it down, but it's not a bad project. It's just, I'm not listening to something like that just because and shit. But that last song, Jimmy Cooks from Hemi 21,
was a good one.
Yeah, 21 was getting the shit off, like.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad for whoever he was talking about in that shit. Like, no funny. I'm not even joking. Shit. And then, yo, like, that might be contender adversity here. Like, he was talking this shit. But now, though.
Okay.
But yeah, Leek, you was right about the sales, though. He only sold like a quarter of a million.
Wow.
I mean, but people really ain't like the album, though. But I just thought a Drake project would be way more than a quarter of a million. Bro.
Yeah, how much would you think?
That's the change, bro.
Say at least 500.
500?
Half.
Did the previous album do that though?
I mean, CLB sold over 600.
Million?
No, 1,000.
600, I was about to say. Okay. No, I didn't even know the numbers. I ain't gonna lie to you. But yeah, okay. So
that's
the numbers is like.
Merch change, though.
Yeah, the numbers is like.
It's different. Ooh. It's about the music.
Ooh.
It's you folk really fucking with it. It's really rocking with it.
But not
what
so,
about.
So yeah. It's not a bad project. It doesn't deserve all the hate it's getting. It's just I just feel like for a lot of us, we just gotta be in that vibe in that moment. Moving on. So as y'all know, there's a war going over in Ukraine, and the United States is sending billions of dollars to that country while we're over here going through what we're going through. So, Leek, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's very unfortunate what's going on in Ukraine, for sure. We ain't even gonna sugarcoat that. But like another, what was it again? Billion?
Yeah,
with a
billion.
With a B.
A B, yeah, B. It might be, shit, I think it's more than that.
First of all, for a country that's so-called going broke, where the fuck we getting this money? Like, that's what I'm trying to
say.
I need goddamn Julius from Everybody Hates Chris the Popper.
Exactly.
Like, yo, where we getting this funded? But, you know, Pac said it best, man. We got money for war, but we ain't got money for the poor.
So exactly.
It just be like that.
All right. And how you feel about this?
I mean, it's crazy that we sending money for real, but I get it. But at the same time, I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a... I guess it's not a slippery slope, but what, a seesaw? Because it's like, I don't know what you call it. I'm fried, bro. But y'all got me talking about a serious topic when I'm fried. Come on. But it's not that ass, though. It has its benefits, but it also is like, why? You got problems going on here in your own home country. You got to take care of them just too.
Yeah, I mean, like, as long as I wouldn't mind it if, like, shit here was going fine for the most part. I wouldn't care. It's just the fact that we're over here struggling. You're sending billions of dollars to other countries and shit. Fucking gas is $5 a gallon.
Okay. 505.
Like, come on. Like, inflation going through the roof and shit. But
you said wait, 725.
Exactly. But you got money to send to other people. That's
the thing that really killed me the most, and I hate to even bring this up, because I feel that's just disgusting to me, even seeing it as an American.
What?
It was in, like, I want to say Germany and Japan, they had, like, a whole campaign on, like, Feed America, because, like, we're hungry over here.
Oh, wow.
Y'all remember that? Don't nobody remember that? Don't worry about it. I'll pull out the clip. Yo, Dennis, pull the clip. But, like, yeah, so, like, we so hungry over here. Where we get a billion for war?
Exactly, for war.
I don't know. Make it make sense to me. I don't know. I'm not into politics.
Yeah, so. Yeah, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, prayers for everybody affected that, by the way. But
pray for Ukraine, though, seriously.
Yeah, seriously. What about us, Biden, Kamala? Oh, we really have not seen Kamala.
What, publicity stunt? Maybe? Yeah, I don't know. We ain't gonna get into that, though.
Yeah, we're not. It's not the podcast for that. But,
I know.
Yeah, we can't have those people come in them suits, come to us. But,
we love you, Kamala.
Yeah.
First black vice president.
Yeah,
it's lit.
So, moving on to, like, kind of a funny topic. So, apparently, I don't know where this was at. There was a single mixer event at a restaurant or a bar or something. Ooh. And only women attended. So, I just want your thoughts on that.
That's lit.
I mean, it's definitely lit. Shout out to the business. They did the right promotion. They got the women there. I don't know. It's a lot of different behavior going on in 2022. So, I mean, you know, maybe in that community, it's maybe men like men or something. I don't know. Because even the women, they looked all right. They're just like, you know, that'd have been, if I was single, it'd have been a nice event to be at. But, I mean, I don't know, bro. It's different out here.
How you feel about that?
What exactly is a mixer? Like, is that like a...
I'm not entirely sure what it was. I just assumed it was an event that single people go to and they just talk to each other like a networking event. And if something happened after that, something happened after that.
Oh, shit. All right, you going too deep.
I think that's literally what it was.
It's like speed dating without the speed, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel you. I mean, that's kind of lame that there was no dude showing up. I mean, yeah, they must have not promoted it right or something, but I don't get how that would happen.
The women was there.
Yeah,
they were in attendance.
How did they
miss that community? I don't know.
What
happened?
Fine women there too. Good women there too. That was I don't know, because I ain't gonna lie, like the thought of it does sound a little corny. I'm not gonna hold you. Because like it just looked like people just going to a restaurant. That's what I like in the video. To me, like, I can see why a lot of people ain't go, but there's some fine women there, so.
Yeah. The only reason I asked what a mixer is because I previously had someone use the term in a conversation. Mm-hmm. So that's why, but they were older. But they were a couple, like married couple.
Oh, yeah.
They were going, so that's why I was like, yo, how's that singles dating, but they're going to network? Because I know what they're about. You know what I mean?
I don't know what time they was on, but
y'all the pocket.
We support all open relationships at GCC, by the way.
Y'all do y'all thing. That's y'all business.
Yeah.
Hashtag room for my room for business.
Yes. It's so moving on to another topic. Leek actually brought this to us. Wasn't it Kendrick G?
Kendrick G.
She said, "For all right, to summarize the whole video, she basically said, women should not be financially struggling if she's out here having sex with men." So, what?
Well, wait, I'm sorry. Correction. It wasn't Kendrick G specifically, but someone said it on her platform. Oh, okay. Some, like, a guest of hers said it on her platform.
Okay. So, man, how do you feel about that since you...
That shit sound a little crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That shit got me off guard. I forgot about that topic. What? It sound like she getting paid for it. That sound terrible. I mean, is that what that means?
I don't know. It's not. Well, it can be directly payment, but like, it's like, all right. If you need help on a bill, dude, the guy should have you. If you like need help with groceries, he should have you. Shit like that.
Okay. Nah. Yeah, I feel that. But you just made it sound crazy. Shorty
basically was like, "Yo, if you like fucking somebody out here in the world, why are you asking your homegirl to like help pay you with your light bill?
That's different.
The nigga, you were just fucking should be helping you pay your light bill.
Now I get it. Yeah, you definitely should, because you know you definitely in there eating the food up, you in there eating up the electricity, charging your phone, all that. So, yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, I mean, if it's consistent, I ain't tripping over it, bro. Now, if it's a one-time thing that she also, you got to pay my light bill. I ain't going to be too mad at that dude if he doesn't want to do that.
Isn't that tricky? I don't just know about that. Wouldn't that be tricky?
That is tricky. That's
like tricking 101.
I don't know, bro, but I think that's just buying pussy, bro. I think that's all it is.
If you say, well, that is a form of buying pussy.
I mean, like I said on the previous episode, if you haven't listened to that, fuck are you doing? But I just think trading is just like you just buying women's stuff and you cool and getting nothing in return. That's all it is. But not a little leak. How do you feel about the whole topic?
I mean, shorty right though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, fucking that nigga, you should be. You give it up your body, your temple, ladies.
Yes.
So, if you give it that up, I feel like it's right to answer for a couple Benjamins or something.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, now, if the guy give it up, fellas, so what you want. Yeah. We don't do shit like that. Now, if she's special and you actually care about her, that's a whole nother conversation. Live your life. But, I mean, if you just hitting and dipping, bro, just keep the sauce and go about your way. Like,
I mean, if you want to give me something, go ahead.
If you got it like that, sure.
I don't care what you got my money.
Tax write off. You know what I mean? Whatever. I'm just saying. Put us in business expense.
Oh, Lord.
Tax gate.
I'm predicting this shit.
So you think Future don't really be spending all this money on these girls?
Just
to spend it?
No, but they got it.
And not get it back? Y'all really think so?
That's just fun.
He's getting that shit.
What?
No.
I said that. Yeah, we already been through this. What? Go to the other episodes.
Guys.
Oh my god, bro.
He said he's spending using PS4 or some shit.
Come on, y'all bugging out.
So, last topic. So, for some reason, there's been like a influx of celebrity lookalikes in the world. You got a fake Dirk, a fake Drake. Nah, the fake Drake funny because like he looks nothing like Drake. Because at least the fake Dirk, I can see it. The fake Drake is a light skinned nigga with the hardness there. But nah, though, but like,
facts.
How do y'all feel about the whole celebrity lookalike phenomenon currently? Currently?
I mean, I feel like that shit cool once, like, the person's dead, sad to say. So, like, you got, like, you know, like, the Elvises on the strip, you know, the Pog, stuff like
money
that.
Off that though. These niggas just walk around saying, I look
like... Oh, no, they making money. Fake Drake making bread.
I know, but they just go around saying, oh, I look like fake Drake. Or I look like fake Dirk.
Yeah, like, it's just weird. Like, it's definitely weird behavior, like.
Grown ass men too.
Yeah, like, what happened to us, you know, being leaders, not followers type time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Folk was raised a little different. you did what you wanted to do. And what you don't want to do is be someone else. So that's how I was raised. But clearly, you know, and I'm not mad at him because he found an avenue to feed his family.
That's
so, bad. You know, it's like you can't be mad. But at the same time, you just kind of look at the culture like, okay, when is this going to stop? Because now, even like with the fake Dirk, didn't, 6ix9ine, like, pressed up on something, right?
So, oh yeah,
these guys go through real life things. So just to send a message, they definitely will come to you. That's just kind of common sense to me, but I feel like the world need to know that if they don't. So just be safe out here, you know. Just be safe.
So how about you, man?
I ain't gonna cap. That shit a little weird to me. Like just the fact, like I think there's like limits. Like I get it, like Malik was saying. Like, at least he was getting some money off of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, they probably do pay him to show up to clubs and shit.
I saw you gotta pay like 10 grand, bro.
Who's paying to see these niggas?
And that's what I don't get. Like, who's the people who, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go see fake Drake perform?
It's just the way for the group, you know what I mean? Because people wanna go do something, I'm guessing. That's just my take. But I think it is weird, because there should be limits.
Because
he be going too fucking far. Like,
you can tell Drake when you fuck with him. Like, oh my god, quick as shit on that car.
Fake Drake and fake Dirk made a like laugh now, cry later video. They made a whole star video.
These
are grown ass men, yo.
Yes. What?
They made a whole remix of Laugh Now, Cry Later.
But
I was like, wow.
Wow.
But nah, I mean like if you look like a celebrity, like cool, but like I just know I'm not going like get blonde dreads and shave my beard and say I'm fake Gunna. I know that much. I can say that. But like, if you like a celebrity, I mean, it's all facts. This shit is weird. Like, I mean, they making money, so I ain't too mad at it. It's just like what I just need to know like what possession y'all to like do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's cool for a little 15 minutes of fame, but like after that, it just looks like, bro, like come on. Now. So yeah. This is the ending of this visual and audio experience now. And as y'all know, when we end the show, we always have a final thought to give to the world. So, Lee, what is your final thought?
Spread more love, less hate. That's every episode. Follow all socials at It's Just Lee. Thank y'all for tuning in. How long we was here? On his tight time. Time stories line. But like, I appreciate it. Like, shout out to y'all. Like, y'all made this possible. We here. In a flesh.
Facts.
Right. Yeah, what's your final thought?
Shit, we chilling. We cool. We vibing. Can't wait to see y'all more. Stay safe this summer.
Real talk.
Alright. We're up for, my final thought is, we're up for podcast of the year at the Black and Latino Excellent Awards.
Yeah.
So, the link to vote is in the bios of all the socials, which are GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram.
Big team.
And I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.